But notice what it says in verse number 2. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit as the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. So there's this phrase in verse number 2 where it says, the bottomless pit, the bottomless pit. This phrase is not found in any other book in the Bible, but it's found 7 times in the book of Revelation. So you say, what is the bottomless pit referring to? Well, go back to Numbers chapter 16 in your Old Testament, Numbers chapter 16. So the phrase bottomless pit does not appear in any other book in the Bible, but the bottomless pit is referenced in other books of the Bible. It will say something like the pit, okay? And so I'll show you this in Numbers chapter 16. Numbers chapter 16, this is a story of Korah and those that rebelled against Moses. They tried to take the leadership. And in Numbers 16 verse 32, the Bible reads, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up in their houses and all the men that appertained unto Korah and all their goods. These are evil men, and Moses had said this would happen if the earth do something new and just swallow them up. And this is exactly what happens to these wicked people. Verse 33, they and all that appertained to them went down alive into the pit, and the earth closed upon them, and they perished from among the congregation. When it says they went alive into the pit, that doesn't mean once they got to the pit they were alive. It means this is how they died, because it says in that verse, they perished, which means to die. Like in John 3:16, perish is referring to spiritual death, but perish means to die. So this is how they died. They were alive and the earth ate them, okay? And it says, into the pit, they're going straight down to hell. Right. Now hell is located in the heart of the earth, and these people literally died by just going straight down to where their location is going to be, right to hell. So hell is referred to as the pit. You don't have to turn there, but in Proverbs 1 verse 12 it says, let us swallow them up alive as the grave and whole as those that go down into the pit, okay? Into the pit. What is that referring to, okay? You say, is that just another name for hell? Is it a description of hell? Is it an attribute? It's all of those things, okay? You think about, what is a pit? Well, a pit is when you're basically dropping way down into something. There's like a deep, you know, drop into something. You know, when you think of things like, and then it says bottomless pit. So imagine there's just like a 10-foot hole in the ground. That would be called a pit, okay? But then it says bottomless pit. So what it's saying is there is no bottom to this pit. It does not end. Think of at a restaurant, you have like bottomless fries. What does that mean? You can have as many fries as you want and they keep serving them. Or bottomless iced tea, right? You go to restaurants, you have bottomless iced tea, which means once you get near the bottom, they add more iced tea and you're never going to reach the bottom. They just keep adding it, okay? So what is the Bible saying when it, and you know, black holes are known sometimes as bottomless pits, because the theory, whether they're real or not or whatever, I'm not an expert at that stuff, is that basically it never ends when you go in there. So what is bottomless pit referring to? Because what it's saying is that there is no end to this place in hell, but what does that actually look like? In hell, people are not going to be standing. In hell, people are not going to be sitting. In hell, people are going to be forever falling without ever reaching the bottom. Why? It's a pit that's bottomless. Right. Imagine jumping into a pit and you never reach the bottom. And that is what hell's going to be like in the center of the earth. You're basically going to get the feeling of always falling, because they're going to be in the center of the earth. They're just always falling. And the way gravity works, they're just always going to be falling. Okay? And look, you know, when it comes to scientists, like they're really not going to be experts at everything that's happening in hell. It's not like they can do discoveries, but we can believe what the Bible says. Amen. And when the Bible's saying bottomless pit, it's saying they're dropping in there and they're just always falling and they're never going to be standing on anything. They're never going to hit one side of the earth and then all of a sudden the earth rotates, they hit the other side and they're bouncing back and forth. No, they're just always falling in the middle of the earth. There's a lot of attributes of hell. We know that it's a place of fire. We know that it's dark. We've talked about some of these things. There's no rest, day nor night, things such as that. Another attribute is the people that go to hell, they will forever be falling, and they're never going to reach the bottom because it's the bottomless pit.